Kings of Leon, Molly's Chambers on XFM 104.9. Thanks to Lauren Laverne there for the last few hours. Coming up, we have got some great music, Steve. We've got Kings of Leon, as you heard. We've got Elbow, we've got The Darks, we've got Coldplay, Coral, Rolling Stones, we've got some Springsteen, The Smiths. Do you not mean you need any more? And with all that, we've still got Pete Skinner with his wacky weather report.
Excellent, good old Pete.
Hey.
Nice to have him back.
Good day, Steve. Got some here, brought in. It's just a normal soup. It's Rooster's Pride. What flavour soup's that, Steve?
Oh, I know you brought that in. It's all the genuine article, and it's cock soup. can I have a closer look at that? Maybe there's some more humour I can draw.
You want a closer look at my cock soup?
It says here delicious appetizing.
Oh,
Three to four servings.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking of when you're talking about the soup?
I'm thinking of innuendo.
I'm just thinking of a man's cock.
Penises, yeah. Let me just say.
It's the darkness.
Use Rooster's Pride cock soup as a snack with crackers or toast.
Still thinking of a normal knob.
An appetizer, again. Or a soup base. That doesn't really work as an
innuendo.
No, whisper. That's disappointing. We'll work on that though.
The darkness growing on me on XFM 104.9. Going well, isn't it?
I've enjoyed it so far.
It's been a bit naughty and everything.
Yeah, a bit smut.
Nothing
wrong with that.
No. Carl.
All right.
Having a good day?
Not bad, not bad.
Yeah.
What mood are you in this week?
What
we always trying to assess each week, you know, I was a bit edgy.
He's got a red head. What's all that? You've got a red head all around the side and the front. What's that?
Sunburn?
No, no, I think I'm allergic to having my head rubbed.
Right. Right. Now, who would rub your head? That sounds a bizarre thing. Your girlfriend?
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, rubbing your head?
Well, yeah, but, I was squeezing his head, fair enough, and he was screaming in agony, and then he went and made me a cup of coffee, and as he came over, just spilt boiling hot coffee on my legs. I'm all wearing shorts. And he went, sorry. Just like that. Just, it's like a series of Jackass out there this morning. I mean, my legs are burnt. Your head's a little bit red.
Hmm.
But apart from that, having a good day?
Not bad. I was on the way in today, right, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Walking in?
Walking in, always walking in. I get left early and stuff. I like to get in early, get some bits done and that.
Yeah. Monkey News, Songs of Phrase.
That sort of thing. And living in London, right, there's a lot of shops that open early and stuff, do you know what I mean? People say that's a good thing about London.
Yeah.
It's almost like 24-hour city and stuff, right? I'm walking in and there's like, you know, you've got your news agents open.
Obviously.
You know, selling newspapers and that's good, they've got to be open early.
Yeah.
Then you've got your coffee shops, your Starbucks,
you have a cup of coffee in the morning.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're doing well in the morning.
Yeah.
Then you see, like, the odd restaurant and you think, well, maybe they sort of got the doors open, but they're preparing for lunch, so you think, fair enough.
Yeah. Right. I'll let that pass.
Yeah. Carrying on walking down the road. Bondage shop. Open.
Sure.
About half past ten.
Yeah.
Busy, was it?
There's a couple in.
Really?
Some good offers. Half past ten. For a bondage shop.
I'm assuming if you're into bondage, though, you stock up at any time, day or night. I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, I assume it.
I suppose you get up and you go, oh, I've got nothing on. I need to be a bit. Oh, I need to be a bit tied down.
Yeah.
I need some rope.
These clothes are too baggy. I need more belts.
Oh, God.
I need more straps.
Yeah. Oh. Get some rubber on my face.
Weird, don't it?
What were you doing in there?
So, just having a browse.
So
a bit worried, really, because the things that I've noticed this week like that, that's probably a little bit smutty. You've brought your soup in.
I just found it out there. It is Rooster's Pride cock soup, noodle soup mix, chicken flavour.
Right.
But, I mean, do they not know that is obviously just going to be used on the Graham Norton show and Chris Tarrant when he's doing his show abroad?
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what I mean? Well, how could they call it cock soup in this day and age?
Don't keep saying it.
Well, no, it's fine, because you say cock as long as it means the male we've done this.
Oh, do you mean chicken?
Yeah, look, it's a picture of a chicken.
Yeah, sorry.
What did you think it meant?
No, I don't know, I just lost my head.
Okay.
Sorry.
But there's something else that's a bit, sort of...
A bit blue?
A little bit blue, but then it's real as well, do you know what I mean?
Well, that's
a problem.
Excuses it.
Go on.
There's a programme.
We couldn't have said the cock soup if we'd made it up, but because it's real, it's
fine. Yeah, yeah. We also couldn't have said the cock soup if we'd have meant a male penis.
Thankfully we don't, so.
We mean a little chicken. Yeah, go on.
yeah, this programme was on it was Wednesday night, something. About this little lad.
Yeah.
It was a fella and a woman.
At the same time.
what
was
do
it
you
like
mean?
A, like a cartoon with a secret identity.
by night. What do you mean? He had both.
By day, a boy. By night, a woman.
He had it all.
What do you call? So he had male and female genitalia.
Yeah.
So what do you call someone that's born like that?
Weird.
Weird.
Now, what's the term for it? Go on. You know it. We've talked about it before.
Aphrodite.
Really? So close! Hermaphrodite. Yeah, hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird, don't it?
Yeah.
And he had the ball.
Yeah.
And he had the-
Well, what happened was he was born, right?
Obviously.
And the doctor said, there you go. lovely little boy and girl. So the mum was like, what? So, he said-
No, I don't think the doctor was sarcastic.
Yeah,
I don't think the doctor was, sort of dissing them. Yeah. There you go. What do you mean, doctor? I'll have a look. exactly. There's the cock, there's the minch. All right, see you later. What are you gonna call
Hit.
But doctor, what do you mean? Have a look. He wasn't sarcastic. He didn't give clues.
Tell me what you mean, give me a straight answer.
He probably went, oh shit, she's got a cock. He didn't go- He wasn't sarky to the parents.
No, anyway. But I'm just getting across, do you know what I mean? I always had a little bit just to-
Yeah, I know you do, yeah. You should be a newsreader. Be brilliant.
So, so there's a little kid lying there.
Yeah.
And the mum says, you know, what am I gonna do then? So, the doctor- I mean, I'm condensing this, it was like
sure.
an hour long-
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he says, what will I do? And the doctor said, well, he's not sort of well hung.
Right. Oh, for f-
So,
he's not sort of well on. this doctor America, has sir. Been, I assume has been struck off since for saying these things.
It was a real doctor, it wasn't Dr. Fox.
Yeah. Right,
So the doctor said, so I recommend that we make it a woman.
Right.
Right. So, they sort of do a little bit of-
Jiggery poker.
Yeah, a little bit of work. And
I don't think that's true, Carl.
No, it is, it was on the programme.
But I think they can tell- really what they were meant to be from their chromosomes, I can't they can tell whether X, Y, Y or
Yeah, it's not very well hung.
No, I'll tell you what, because back then, when this was going on-
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking they might not have had to-
The doctors then thought if you had a kid, right, and you thought, it's a bit ugly, maybe it'll have a better life if it was a fella. If it was a girl and it's a bit ugly and you think it's gonna get hard time.
Right, don't talk shite.
What?
What, that a doctor would go, right, you've had a young girl, I tell you what, she's a pig, let's pop a cock on her. Don't
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, say if you have a, like I say, a girl, I just think it's harder, if a girl's ugly, and yeah. she's growing up, yeah. there's a harder time.
Yeah.
Don't you agree with that?
Possibly, you don't change their gender.
No, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is the elephant man, would have had a harder time if it was Elephant Woman, is what I'm saying. But listen to me, listen. What the doctor was saying is, if you get a baby before it's two,
yeah.
back then they thought you could sort of say, well, give it, instead of giving it a go-kart, give it dolls to play with.
Right, back when? What are we talking about?
The Middle Ages?
Well, we put a song on, come back to this.
Yeah, it's Bruce Springsteen, Atlantic City. Bruce Springsteen, Atlantic City, on XFM 104.9. Okay, look, have another go, Carl. What were you saying? As an hermaphrodite, yeah, he was born both sets. The doctor said he's not well hung, let's lose that.
Let's get rid of that.
Let's make it into a girl. Okay. I'm with you so far, go on then.
So, anyway. Gets away with it a little bit in the early years.
right.
Starts going to school, gets away with it a little bit.
Sure.
Right. But then, do you know when you get to that age and your head goes all funny? Like when you're a teenager and you I don't know, your skull goes.
Mine never did.
What are you talking about?
No.
That's your teenage years when you look a bit odd. Do you know what I mean? You go from being quite a good looking person, and then your body starts growing.
At different rates, so, right. you never know till 21 whether you're gonna be a looker or not, or whether
yeah.
it's just-
Yeah, yeah,
I know, right. go on.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
So,
Your head grew outwards at exactly the same rate, didn't it? That's why it's
Your head grew faster than your hair.
He's got a lovely head of hair, but just below the skull. Yeah. He's got a little afro in there, yeah. But it just couldn't get through the follicles. It couldn't catch up the skull. Expanding. Oh, bless him. Oh, come on, come on, Baldy.
But the thing is, right, so you see these pictures of the lad stroke woman.
Yeah.
Who's trying to be a woman at the age of 14, 15.
Sure. Yeah.
She's got one of them big heads.
Right.
Like a lad. Doesn't, you know, she starts having a hard time. She doesn't want to play with the mates, with the dolls and all that. She's more into go-karting and that sort of thing. Gets to an older age.
Yep.
Decides to go back. Is now sort of with a woman and having a life of a fella.
But did he have it, did the doctor keep it for him in case he needed it?
No, he's had one put on though.
Has he? Where'd he get that from?
Dunno. Dunno, maybe that bondage shop.
What do they do when they do that? Do they put on a, what do they do? Maybe someone could call in and tell us. If you're a woman, and you have a-
Do you want to speak to someone who's got that information?
Yeah, I don't want to know. What, do
if you've got that information, I don't want to talk to them.
Do they construct one? Do they construct it?
From plasticine.
Or do they whack on a dead one?
What?
What?
Whack on a dead one?
Yeah.
What? What, that's not, it's not, what do you mean, no?
When a woman has a knob put on-
Yeah.
To have a sex change, where do they get it from? Is it constructed? Do they find like, I don't
from
know-
a donor.
A donut?
From a donor.
Oh, well, yeah. A donor?
A
what?
Donor, yeah.
Yeah, but presumably it's
maybe
like-
Maybe there's someone who wants to become-
dead, I mean.
No, I thought
very few people, it's not like giving someone a kidney and then sort of like celebrating
maybe
with
maybe if
them.
You're a guy and you want to become a woman, you've
that's
got
true.
One to spare.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, a swap.
Yeah, just yeah. Do a little swap from on the internet or something.
Or Noel Edmonds.
What do you mean?
On Swap Shop.
He's a little man.
No, no, but he could go, we got a fella here who, got a lovely, nearly new, unused piece.
Yeah. Once, yeah, Keith Chegrin out in kind of Bognor Regis.
Wants a couple of tits and a fanny for that, so, call in.
It reminds me of the, do you remember the John Wayne Bobbitt story? Which
yeah.
It's always seemed odd to me. I never really kind of got all the information. Do you remember that one, Carl, where the woman cut off her husband's penis because
he was sleeping?
And I think she mean, she drove off. I think
she
woke up quite quickly.
that's so much better than the
exactly,
alarm clock.
The
isn't
alarm call,
it?
Yeah. And she threw it off. She threw it out of the
window.
Car into the woods,
yeah.
And he went and found it.
Yeah.
But imagine if he'd got to the hospital and sewn it, they'd sewn it back on, and he'd gone, that's bigger than I remember.
that's not mine.
This is mine.
How many of you cut us where we dump all the knots?
We dump all the knots in there.
Yeah. That, oh, that,
that
oh.
Was an extraordinary story. And then, bizarrely, he became a porn star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very strange life that man's had.
Well, it is a bit of a shock to the system, isn't it?
Mm.
Mm. Oh, cutting your knob off.
I know.
Do you remember that, French bloke, the performance artist of 1910? Do you remember him?
No, no.
As a performance art, he cut his, in a theatre, he cut his knob off to a crowd of people. Now, what?
That's only a one-night trick, though, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. But what if there'd been a bang outside?
They went encore. He went, oh!
Yeah, or they looked outside because a car backfired.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I go, what? I go, oh, just cut the, did you? Yeah. Think of that.
Sacre bleu.
I know. French are funny, aren't they? Cutting your knob off for your art.
Weird, isn't it?
Longview. Further on XFM 104.9.
As we're having so much fun with penises,
yeah.
I thought perhaps I should just mention-
That's a slogan.
We should just mention this story briefly, it's in the paper today. A Russian is selling what he claims is Hitler's mummified penis for £12,000.
Yeah.
Ivan Zadurov says his ex-Red Army soldier dad hacked it off as a souvenir after storming the tyrant's Berlin bunker after his suicide in 1945.
Yeah,
mm.
Not. Why did he wait till now? He's found out that that might get a bit of £12,000.
It doesn't seem a great deal. Doesn't seem a great deal of money, really.
Well, it's useless, isn't it?
True.
You're not going to be able to use it. It's not going to be able to. It's not going to be a donor. Imagine that if you walked around.
Yeah, you'll never. Making love to a girl, you'll never believe who this is.
Yeah. You'll never believe who's doing you, love.
Exactly. This is going to freak you out.
Just relax. Okay, sit down now. Was that
a little surprise for
you? It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Yeah, so you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Right. are you a fan of the Third Reich?
Exactly.
Well, no, awful racist. Okay. Let's go a different tack.
Yeah.
You did like the sex. I love the sex. Okay then. Yeah. It's not going to be Hitler's knob, is it?
But I like the idea that, I mean, you're in the Red Army.
Yeah.
You've just stormed Berlin.
Yeah.
1945, you crash into
the bunker. You've gone through terrible. How you've lost 20 million comrades.
Unbelievable.
Oppression
it's
everywhere.
Been going on for years.
You're in there, you see the man.
Here he is, he's dead.
He's dead, he's,
the figurehead and leader of one of the most despicable, you know.
You turn to your friends, there's a tear in your eye.
Yeah. And your immediate thought is, I ought to chop off his todger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I said Bagsy. I said Bagsy
is Winkle.
I said Bagsy is Winkle outside. Whoever it was. Yeah, he didn't know it was gonna be Hitler. Brilliant.
It's just, I can't, it just doesn't make sense. It's ludicrous. It's ludicrous. And I don't know how is he expecting to prove this? Because I want some proof.
Well, this is, I think that's why he said that. He probably started off with, oh, I've got Hitler's face. And they went, brilliant. Oh, let's have a look at it. What do you mean let's have a look? Well, just check Hitler's face. So obviously I know what he looks like. Oh, yeah. No, it's not, you know what he, no, it's not his face. What wouldn't you know what it looked like? Well, I mean, no one's ever seen his genitals. That's what I've got.
Yeah.
I've got his.
It's got a little swastika on it.
Is that proof, is it?
Yeah, a little.
Have you got his ball? Well, no, the Albert Hall's got one, his mother's got the other, so I don't know.
See, the Albert Hall, I would have thought, would probably be paying that 12,000 pounds, because apparently they've already got his ball.
Yeah, they've got one of his balls.
They've got one of his balls in the Albert Hall, his mother's got the other.
Yeah.
But if they got the Todger's
ball. If they can track down the one his mother's got, they would have a complete set of Hitler's.
I'm just hoping it doesn't fall into the hands of some kind of crazed genetic scientist.
What, I could clone it from his mouth?
Could clone a Hitler.
Back to, I don't even want to think about the future if that's the sort of way we're going.
Exactly.
If that's the sort of way we're going, Carl, I'd rather not know about it.
What Carl, do you make of it, Carl?
Weird, isn't it?
It is weird. I mean, I don't want to go on for this too long. We've probably got about a minute left for the first half hour, and I reckon should can this sort of...
What, 30 minutes of genital talk?
Just quickly,
there's one
in a museum, I think it's like that London Museum.
What? One what?
Well, do you know like how people are buying weird stuff and that to put in museums?
Yeah.
There's this device that, but, I mean, think about it, years and years ago they used to torture people, didn't they?
Yeah.
Really badly.
Mm.
And the device that they've got-
there's no real good torture, but go on, I see your point.
Yeah, but this device, right, think about it, you've done something really bad years ago.
Yeah.
Right, and you're thinking, oh, what are they gonna do? Do you know what I mean? Could do anything here, this could be the end for me. The device they've got is this thing that you put on your bits as a fella. And it's sort of metal, so it means you can't sort of, you know, get excited. It puts a stop to you, sort of.
That wasn't a torture device. I think it was a Victorian thing to stop adolescent boys wanking. They used to have things like wrist things as well with like spikes on them. It's not a torture device.
Is it not?
Well, not really. It's, imagine that being captured by you're never getting hard on again. All right. Not really a torture device, is it?
And there wasn't that many nice looking women wandering about anyway about them, was they? Didn't get excited about stuff.
What are you talking about?
Well, they're filthy, they stunk and everything back then.
I meant quite all of it!
Right, we've covered that. No more of that talk now, right? Let's move on.
Filthy,
all Victorian women, filthy and stinky.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Bit of Rolling Stones and set up the old Songs of Phrase.
Yeah.
Stones, Beast of Burden. We've not played it before. It's an absolute jam. The Rolling Stones, Beast of Burden. Can I just take this opportunity, Rick, to say to Sir Mick Jagger, happy 60th birthday this year, Mick.
Happy 60th birthday this year.
Yeah.
Was it today?
No. I don't know.
Well, otherwise you'd be saying happy birthday to everyone every day.
No, because I don't know Mick Jagger, do I? So I'm just taking the opportunity in case he happens to be listening today to wish him a 60th. Happy 60th, or someone who knows him.
What about Brian Ferry? What about Brian Ferry?
How's Brian?
Well, I mean, he's got a birthday this year.
I'm not going to wish Brian Ferry a birthday.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Well.
Silence is easy. Star Sailor on XFM 104.9. Right, it's the quiz of the week.
If you want to go out and do some shopping, this is probably a good time, and come back again for about 2:15.
But don't forget, what I will say is, even though these clues, we're going to do Songs of Phrase, by the way, where Carl picks out a phrase that he might have said once, tries to find words from songs to put it together. You've got to guess as many as you can, song or artist, I can't remember. But even though you might look at it and go, that's mental, I don't know any of them, you might win if you get two, right? I mean, I think the winner last week got about three out of seven.
I have to be honest with you, I mean, last week, I mean, Rockbusters, surprisingly, was a very, very popular quiz.
Yeah.
It just happened to be awful.
Yeah.
This one is pitiful. I mean, it's truly atrocious. Yeah. And it really doesn't even have a fan base. I mean, there's no one championing this one, Carl. Last week, seriously, mate, I got about seven or eight replies.
Oh, God, that's terrible. That was like when you told a kid that you couldn't afford a Christmas present this year. Look at his face.
Yeah, it is a bit distraught. Carl, it's like Chris Evans' face when they said they were cancelling Girls and Boys. It's like, look, I can come up with great TV game shows like that. No, you can't, Chris. Not anymore.
Oh, his little glasses slid down his nose.
I'm the guy who don't forget your toothbrush.
Yeah. What about that money you owe me? No, you owe us. Oh, I can't believe it.
All right. So, will I just play it to you and
whatever,
you
Carl,
try and work out what the phrase is?
Sorry, it's a phrase that might have once been uttered on this show.
It was said last week.
Oh, right.
All right, okay, brilliant.
All right. Here we go.
I know you're just 16, but look at all of 21.
Right, I just can't hear it.
I know what that is. That's ridiculous.
What it is, it's
something like, right, you're only 16, but you look 26, and the Chinese look older than they are or something, because he said that, the Chinese don't age well. That is mental, Carl. It's the most convoluted, ridiculous, racist piece of material ever to be uttered on radio.
Play again.
I know you're just 16, but look at all of 21.
That's
you're just 16 and look at all of 21. That's because the Chinese look older. Carl, you've gone mental.
All right.
Oh, that is amazing. So, there you go, the well-known phrase, you're 16, looking all of 21, that's because the Chinese look older. Well-known phrase there, sweeping the nation. That's, that'll be up there with Was Up, and Shut That Door, if they do a poll. Right.
Okay, Flat, well, we're after the artists.
Just the artists.
Yeah.
I know you're just 16, but looking all of 21.
That's... All right, let me tell you what the prizes are. We've got, I assume this is the new album from Mower. Everyone's going crazy for Mower. I've not heard people stop talking about Mower. So there it is. We've got the new album from the Webb Brothers, which might be quite good. The Polyphonic Spree album. The best dance album in the world ever, which is ideal perhaps if you're having a barbecue and you've got lots of 8-year-old children coming.
The Polyphonic Spree, I look at them and I think, well, you know, a pretty good band. But, if that album sounds like a million, you're gonna make about 40 quid each.
I know, it's extraordinary.
I mean...
They're the sort of indie equivalent of the So Solid crew.
Yeah, you're not gonna make any money. The manager's getting 20%.
Exactly, yeah. And also on DVD, Red Dwarf Series 1. So, some absolutely barnstorming places.
And if you can identify what artist are using this well-known racist phrase, that's because the Chinese look older.
Play it once more, Carl.
One more time.
I know you're just 16, but looking all of 21.
That's...
Oh,
Ricky.Gervais at sfm.co.uk.
Player record, this is Radio Words.
Panic, the Smiths on XFM 104.9. Well, we've done the first half hour, which is mainly genital related. Then we've kicked in with, some racism. you have to guess what artist.
It seems appropriate at this juncture just to mention something that's in the paper today. Dominic Mohan, I know you're a big fan, as am I. He is just writing about the demise of Radio 1, or as he perceives it, and talking about the Radio 1 breakfast show, and apparently it's lost lots of listeners. And he says, talking of the BBC, it must act swiftly to replace Sarah Cox and look to exciting and inspirational figures like Jonathan Ross, Ann and Deck, Johnny Vaughan, or Ricky Gervais to try and save Radio 1.
He's right.
I mean,
he's right.
Has he ever heard this show? What is he talking about? All those other acts, they're dynamite. I can't genuinely, That's someone who said I quite like Ricky Gervais, but he's never he can't have listened. I mean, can you imagine what we just played? Or in fact, can you imagine the last 50 minutes on Radio 1, on The Breakfast Show?
Well, we could pre-record it though, so I wouldn't have to get up early.
Sure.
That's not your point, is it?
That's not really
Your point is the quality of what we're doing, not well, how early it is. Sure. Get it,
What would you provide though, Ricky, do you think, if you went to Radio 1, what sort of, cause I mean obviously-
Wank, wank, oops. I can do all that.
Cause I mean, obviously our time at XFM is gonna basically-
I'd be the furry Shreddy.
Right.
Yeah, so I'd get that.
Would you have some wacky catchphrases?
I think I would.
You'd bring back Holy Fook, presumably.
Holy Fook, yeah. Oh, ding dong. Oh, hello, it's my little Chinese neighbour. Hello, what's your name? My name is Holy Fook. Oh, hello. Look at Carl, he's just going, oh,
I don't know why you didn't even do the Chinese accent, that's how.
Well, that'd be racist.
Okay, sure.
I mean, yeah, sure. It's just his name's Holy Fook and there's nothing-
Nothing wrong
with funny about that.
So yeah, you'd have that. You'd have crazy comedy characters. You probably have some wacky quizzes.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Dirty Old Queer. Hello.
No, I've not. He's a new character to me. I'm quite excited. He sounds very modern and contemporary.
Yeah.
A new spin.
Yeah.
On an old idea.
Yeah.
Just tell us a little bit more.
Oh well, he's an actor, isn't he? And
right.
he likes to. Take it up.
Oh, well, that's just, if anyone from Radio 1 is listening, and they've listened to Dominic Mohan in the paper, they thought, yes, you're right, we need some new blood at Radio 1. Ricky Gervais has got a myriad of comedy characters.
Yeah. Whack, whack, oops. I can do sound effects.
You can do sound effects.
So.
You can probably do funny voices like Chris Moyles, couldn't you?
Yeah. Wow. Not as good, but I can-
What about comedy songs like Moyles?
Again, not as good, but I mean-
Do you remember when Moyles rather hilariously changed the words of This Is My Moment by Martin McCutcheon to This Is My Motor?
We listened to it though, didn't we?
Unbelievable.
I remember when he was doing a competition, this was pathetic, wasn't it? We were listening to, Radio 1 once on our house, right? And I don't know why, we just wanted to, I think it was research, wasn't it, for the office?
Yeah.
And, he was doing this, he had to phone in with-
We were listening to idiots and-
No, I'm not saying that. And he was doing this competition, you had to call in, with some songs that are golf related, and people were throwing up going that drive the cars. He was going drive the cars, good. And I was on that phone. I must have wasted about 40 quid, and I wanted to get through and go, hello, Chris, it's not Milesy, Milesy, yeah, it's Derek here. I've got one. Oh, go on then, Derek. What is it? Something like Spandau Ballet with golfy golf cart and that. And I just wanted to, and I waited. I thought the joke's on us.
Yeah.
I wasted that phone bill just to say something stupid.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh.
This show's better than this.
Yeah. Anyway, if you've got any hilarious golf-related song titles,
What's the number?
Oh, I'd like to email in. Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk. What would a song title be if perhaps we were doing something about, I don't know, air travel?
Yeah.
If you've got any crazy ideas, email in. We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Brilliant. I've got a thought of another golf one.
Okay.
You know, Duran Duran?
Mm.
Summit down the fairway or something, if they wrote that. Alright.
Girls on the putting green?
Yeah. Alright.
Yep.
Oh, hello. have you introduced you? My name's Holy Fook. I'm Dirty Old Queer. I could do all that. Ding dong. Whack whack. Oops. Elbow. Fallen Angel. See, they're the odd one out, you see, because of what they're like and who they are and how successful they are, I can imagine saying, will you please welcome to the stage, Elbow.
Indeed.
But
yeah.
I wouldn't have. On paper, I'd have thought that was
a terrible band name.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. There are exceptions to the rule.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'd have thought that was I mean, I think it is a bad name.
It is a bad name.
But you can imagine it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bad name. So call in if you've got email addresses and that's calling with funny observations on life and shit. That's halfway through. Carl, what do you think?
Yeah, it's been all right. It's been all right.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of bases.
We haven't taught them anything.
Not taught them anything.
Mm.
No,
I think
we taught them to tune into a different station.
Yeah. I think Heart 106.2 is probably picking up a few of our listeners as we speak.
Yeah.
Who's on at the moment?
Don't know. Doesn't matter on there, does it? They just sort of-
Don't slag them off.
No, I'm not slagging them off. I'm just saying I don't think you tune in because you want to hear Simply Red and that, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Well, they play other great stuff as well.
Magic is the one that I love because I only ever listen to it in a cab.
Yeah.
If I'm in a minicab.
Good, that's good. That is a good station.
But Magic is dynamite. But I know Magic, the DJs, have got like 5-hour shifts. It's incredible. They're all
and they do read their own news.
I know. It's like they've cut out any expenditure on that channel. It's just some old records. Yeah. And one guy has to go on for 5 hours, read his own news, his own travel. It's there's nothing else.
I saw a bloke struggling once. He sort of wants to be a bit of a sort of comedian, and he does one link. It's sort of one sort of 15-second link between each record. It goes, that's Celine Dion. There's a story in the paper again that people were late for work on the underground because there was leaves on the track. Just wondering if leaves are ever late for work because there's people on the track. It's simply red.
Oh, bless him. I still think he's got to come up with them for like five hours.
He's been sweating. Thought I was going, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself.
Cher's almost finished.
Thinking this story about war on Iraq. Imagine if I can't do this anymore.
I can't imagine if humans have become extinct.
With leaves.
Dinosaurs would kill Iraq.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Look at Carl's face when I said that.
The man moth. Yeah. They've cloned a man moth.
No, but that's the sort of thing I think we need now, right? We've covered a lot of stuff.
What, education?
Teaching, yeah.
Well, okay, what do you want to know?
Don't know.
Have you got something? Can you educate us on anything?
I've been reading bits
and bobs. We bring back just for one night only, educating Ricky?
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah? Do you think it warrants that?
I don't know enough about it. You know what I mean?
About what?
It sounds perfect. Play the jingle.
Oh, educating Ricky! He's getting smarter.
A couple of things happened in the week that I read about.
Okay.
Keeping up on what's going on and that.
Sure.
Yeah.
One was about that Galileo fella.
Okay.
Was it about 1636?
Was it? I think it might have been earlier. Go on.
Did some stuff with light and that.
Yeah, he did lots of physical experiments, yeah.
Is that it then, Carl, is it? He did some stuff with light and that.
What did he do with light? What was that?
I think he invented the first
telescope.
Telescope. So I think it's a particular lens though, that he did experiments where he dropped two different weighted balls from Pisa, and they hit the ground at the same time, showing that the weight doesn't matter, but air resistance and stuff like that.
I think he probably explained it a bit better than that.
Yeah, but I'm talking to Carl.
Sure. Did they need to know
stuff? He's just thinking about pizza.
Yeah.
Did they need to know stuff like that back then?
What do you mean, did they need to know stuff like that? It's just...
There weren't people going around going, I've got to drop these two things off the Leaning Tower of Pizza. I just don't know which one's going to land first.
Yeah, I need to know. What do you need to
know
that?
Bring me Galileo.
Yeah.
It's for a bet.
Yeah.
No, but if I was knocking about then, I'd be like, stop messing with that. We need a telly. Or
I bet he thinks the Flintstones is real.
I know.
Like, that'd be brilliant. That's what I'd do if I was a caveman. I'd make a telly out of rock.
Yeah.
And a pelican and a cement mixer.
Ran along the road with.
Exactly. Yeah, we need the car.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't really got the internal combustion engine. Can you stick your feet through the bottom? Yeah. Just get me a car, for Christ's sake.
Anyway, so I learnt that. And then,
what? He learnt his name.
Yeah.
Other people might know the name of this week.
Oh, if a chimp could watch telly. Go on, Carl, go on.
And there was also a fella in the week who said, that women shouldn't be wearing trousers.
Why?
Because they don't look good in them.
Right, and who was this man, and from what
French French fella, French fella. Last week.
Did he mean walk around naked?
He just said, women should wear skirts rather than trousers because no woman looks good in a pair of pants.
Right. How old was he?
He's probably about 67.
Uh-huh.
About that, 67, 68.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't happy with that. What do you think? What do you think about that?
It's rubbish.
Yeah.
These are the only things that have caught your eye over the last couple of weeks. This is the entire news.
Galileo did something with light. A French fella said women shouldn't wear trousers. See, that to me wouldn't pass as education.
It's not education.
I don't know where you could ever use that. I don't know when that would ever be applicable to life.
I just like reading stuff that sort of reminds me of, do you know what I mean? If I read it and it gets me thinking, I think that's a good little piece.
But surely, can't you just sort of like sit near something that vibrates to keep your brain going? Or shake your head every now and again? I mean, what does this do? You mean it makes you start using your brain?
But what aspect of the, a Frenchman said women shouldn't wear trousers, got your mind working? What questions were you asking?
Because I thought that's a bit that's a bit daft, isn't it? Right?
Yeah.
Okay, it ends there with me. There's nowhere else for me to go on that.
He closes
your mind's
the gap.
Still worrying.
Yeah, go on. What did you think? Let's go through this. Oh, I wish we could download his thoughts. Just watch it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great, like a DVD? Imagine that extra footage on the Office DVD.
Yeah, Carl's brain.
That would be
with
amazing.
Oh,
what with a commentary. Go on.
Women wearing trousers and that, right? On the estate that I grew up in, right? There was a woman about 4 houses down, rough. She's the one whose kid took a horse into her house.
Yes.
Right.
Now, we won't go over that again.
No.
If you're a new listener, I think we're covered. I think they get
the idea. That's all you need to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, she used to wear leggings.
Yes.
No, they're a bad idea.
They are a terrible idea. I agree with you there, Carl. If you're a lady of
what
the normal persuasion.
Were they pink?
No, they were sort of black, but with all bits on them.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean?
What, yeah. Toast and just horse bits. Droppings. Yeah, go on, yeah.
And she used to, she's quite a big woman.
Sure.
Pauline Quirk, I think we described her as.
Looked like a light bulb.
It is those kind of women
leggings.
That are attracted to leggings.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They are drawn to them like a moth.
She used to wear them, and that's what I remember when I read this piece. And she used to work on one of those sex line things.
Right.
Right. She used to do that. But
what was she, an engineer?
The weird thing with her was, she had big eyelids.
Right.
Go on.
That were too big, and this is what I was thinking.
What do you mean she had big eyelids? How big do eyelids have to be for you to go, they're big eyelids? What was she shoplifting with them? Would she come out of Dixon's with, like, radio stored in them? What do you mean she had big eyelids?
It was another one of them popular things around our way, do you know, like-
What do you mean popular things? They go, oh, all the rage, can I get some big eyelids, please?
No, it was just like one of them things that people suffered with. Just big eyelids, they could hardly open their eyes.
That's one of the popular things around where I grew up. People had big eyelids, they could hardly open their eyes. What does that mean? What sort of freak town were you born in? You had webbed feet people with big heads, you got women with big eyelids. What does big eyelids mean?
Are you confusing her with the horse?
Yeah. Did she have hooves? Look, what?
Just too much skin. It was like the neck of a chicken. But on the eyes.
What's your point? Anyway, so there's this big eyelidded woman with the legs.
And that's what I'm saying to you, though. That's when I read that story with people with trousers.
Yeah.
I went from that.
Yeah.
To a woman who used to have big eyelids. I still on the point.
But then, and also the other bloke who had the eyelid problem was a mate of mine.
Right. Yeah.
His dad had it. And same problem, massive eyelids.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I used to say to my mum, I'm going round to, you know, Dave's house.
Yeah.
And,
or
to say, well, that's all right, but make sure his dad doesn't take you out in the car. Because he could hardly... he could hardly see. He had to have his head.
He gets to tilt his head back to keep his eyes open.
Make sure! Didn't he have a couple of matches with him at all times?
Oh. What a load of gobbledygook. This began as educating Ricky.
I know, it's like, people with eyelids.
But it's like you're supposed to make that leap as well.
Yeah.
If I mentioned the trousers, Ricky will probably be thinking about people with big eyelids. And women wearing leggings.
Play a record, Carl.
Got nonsense.
Adverts.
No. Oh, all right.
Muse, time is running out on XFM 104.9.
Just a couple of emails just to update you on what's coming in here.
Go on.
Natasha has emailed us. She says that she's of Chinese origin, and at 27, she often got mistaken for 24. So your notion that Chinese people don't age well is obviously factually incorrect.
Yeah, well, we didn't need... Thank you for playing, but I mean, honestly, trust us, Natasha, we didn't need you to tell us that. We know Carl is talking absolute nonsense.
Wait till you get to 30.
Oh dear, now this is quite a nice email from Paul. He says, let Carl know that I have a Chinese friend called Oi. Imagine the confusing and amusing situations we're getting to.
We're out and about in busy Soho.
Oi!
Is your surname come here?
Lightning Wit from Carl.
Wait till you're 30.
Yeah, I know.
Brilliant.
I But no, actually, we've had a surprising response to Songs of Phrase this week, despite the fact everyone has agreed that it's a racialist. But nevertheless, had a go, so keep your answers coming in.
Good.
Because we may as well.
You're a hit, Carl. You're a hit. What, have we still got monkey news?
Yeah, that's still coming up.
That's yeah?
Later on, later on.
We're not doing Cheeky Freak of the Week anymore, we're not?
No.
No?
Don't want to upset people on that.
Sure.
But there is a good freaky programme on this week.
Go on.
I think it's on Channel 4.
Yeah.
A woman with a big head on it.
No, I think it's BBC 2.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
unless there's two on, because that would be a great week for you, wouldn't it?
Brilliant. Won't be coming out.
Is that the one when you said, go on, right, say what you said when you saw it.
The woman with the head.
Yeah.
Just said it looks like a cartoon.
That's so mean. I don't want to discuss
that. No, it's not mean.
It is mean, Carl.
Again, Steve, if we were in a restaurant and I'm arranging to meet her, and I said to the guy on the door, I'm meeting, you know, Lisa, or whatever her name is, yeah?
Right.
What does he look like? Well, looks like a cartoon. I'll be over there. Do you know what I mean? I don't think he'll get mixed up.
What would you say about me and Steve again? If you were meeting us?
No, it just starts getting nasty, doesn't it?
I'm meeting, Carl Pilkington. We're very busy. What does he look like? He looks like Charlie Brown grew up. He's got a complete little round bald head and he's got a gormish look on his face. He's over there, mate.
Yeah.
All right? That started the ball rolling for you, Carl. I love that it's okay to say what you like about people if you go, yeah, but if I was looking for her in a restaurant.
I know, but.
Yeah.
And why have you arranged to go on a date with this woman?
Be a good night out.
For her or for you?
Well, I'd like to have a chat with her. You know what I mean? Just find out what worries her and, you know what I mean? Because some girls
people
worry about
like
things. Not their hair being a mess and that.
Yeah.
You know, with her, it's like, at least your problems. You know what I mean?
Fine, alright. Well, let's move on, mate. We're not doing Cheeky Freak of the Week anymore.
No.
Let's do something nice. Let's talk nicely about things.
What's happened nice in the world, Carl? What do you like in the world? When you get up and you go, oh, that was a brilliant day, I... dot, dot, dot. What do you do when you go, oh, that was brilliant? We had a game of snooker. You like snooker, don't you? I mean, you and Steve played snooker last week.
Yeah, but things are always ruined. Do you know what I mean? I might be having a nice time having a game of snooker.
Mm.
And then, you know, we're having a proper battle.
Mm.
And I'm trying to concentrate on taking a shot. And then you'll say things like, look at his little monkey hands. And I'm going for the black. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll say, I'm just going to the toilet.
Yeah.
And then one of you will follow me in and peer over the door.
Oh, yeah! Tell that one! That was when you were actually in a cubicle sitting down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Steve Merchant's head appeared and went, all right. And you went, what if that wasn't me? Oh, that was great.
Doing a George Michael on me.
Well, that is one of the benefits of being very tall.
You can look over
You can look over the stalls into my lavatory.
Giraffe house. You're sitting down there and you look up, right? And he's peering over the top.
Oh, the fun we had.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
But anything intelligent.
It's like the monkeys. We are like the monkeys. Aren't we, us three? I wanted to write a thing for the darkness. I want to write a like the new monkeys.
Like a TV show.
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. Well, if they're listening, or their radio show, a record company are listening, or their manager, big fan of the Darkness, my favourite.
Hang on, don't make a promise
My favourite band at the moment, let's, we'll do a pilot, them and the Monkeys.
But they don't make
running round, speed it up, they can have their songs in it, they can write songs specially for us.
What if they can act?
And it's them, they can act, they just act themselves running round. We're getting people like Henry, McGee and that, to come in and sort of be the actors, and,
yeah.
You know, all those posh actors that... that appear in Ali G and that.
It sounds like a lot of hard work.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, forget it.
Knock on the head.
Yeah, let's play Radiohead. Radiohead and Let Down off OK Computer on XFM 104.9. Right, let's think of some nice stuff then.
Annoyed I was yesterday.
Go on.
Just got off the train and, guy comes up to me and he says, excuse me, can you spare some change? I'm from Liverpool and I'm homeless. And I was so angry. I really, I was in a bad mood anyway and I just wanted to say to him, well, there's your mistake. Go back to Liverpool. That's why you're homeless. You're in London.
Well, he might have been homeless in Liverpool and thought-
Well, why'd you come down here?
Well, where would you rather be homeless? Liverpool or London?
Well, Algarve.
Mm. Well, no, but I mean, I'd certainly-
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
But just, why am I supposed to say I'm from Liverpool and I'm homeless? Why is that supposed to be a persuading factor? Just annoyed me. I thought there was enough problems here already.
He's going for a double sympathy vote.
Yeah.
I'm homeless and I'm a Liverpool.
He could have just said, I'm from Liverpool, I'd have given him some change. Guys, he was from Manchester once, I gave him a Saturday in my sandwich.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a thing the other night, right, they did this programme, it's only on in London, so if you listen out of London you won't know about it, but it's about, Oxford Street, right? And,
about all the thieving that goes
it's
on
like
stuff.
Thieving.
Yeah.
You know, drug problems yeah. on the streets and that.
Yeah.
You know, what gets on people's nerves, those people with the boards, you know, golf sale and all that.
Yeah.
And, there's this bit that concentrated on the homeless problem. Right? And, he said, you know, this fella looks after the homeless, he goes up to him, says, how are you doing? Are you hungry? Do you need food and that? He said, you know, a lot of people worry about the homeless, but we do try and look after them. And the Salvation Army were there, and they said, and this is where they can come if they need anything, if they need any food, or, any clothes, if the shoes are worn out. And he said, oh, can we have a look at that? Right? So they go in this little room where all the clothes are, and they go, and there's like, a load of jumpers for them in the winter in the cold. And the camera sort of pans across. Load of ties.
Right.
For the homeless.
What?
Ties.
The ties for the homeless?
For round the neck, like, to look smart.
No, they use them as belts. Yeah. I've seen a lot of.
Or as a leaf for their dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about, ties?
That's what they did. They said, and here's the room with all the stuff in it. Right? Jumpers. For the homeless. Jumpers, shirts, trainers. And you sort of a load of ties. Nobody yeah. wanted one.
Some evening dress. They got a formal function.
Any cravats. Now, where's the cummerbunds?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of being homeless outside the Royal Albert Hall tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the real pickings are.
I'm breaking in the back door of the Savoy this evening.
Oh,
but
dear.
Another charity thing that I was reading about the other day that they're doing.
Do they give them trainers? Because I've seen a lot of traps with new trainers, and I think they must be like a like a equivalent of a soup kitchen where they get shoes, because that's it must be, yeah. Otherwise, that's weird, isn't it? You get a, you blow any money, you beg all day and get a nice new pair of yeah. Nike. Yeah, no, you, don't waste it on clothes. Get some
get
tenants.
Some mess, yeah.
Get some, yeah, special brew. That's the best value.
Yeah,
go on.
Some smack.
Go on.
If you've got a lot of worries, you
yeah.
see on the street.
Little starter bag.
Take your mind off it.
Yeah, I know.
Take your mind off it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's weird you say that, because, you know, a trainer's the most important thing, because, like, you know all the problems in Africa.
Sure.
Right? A lot of problems going on there.
Yeah.
The other day, they're asking for people to send their spectacles to Africa.
Right.
Would you be happy if you were over there and, like, you're hungry and that? And then they say, here you go.
Well, yeah, but it must be for a reason. I don't think
it's... they've got bad eyes and that.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think they go around. It's not like when you see those things on Live Aid and there's people dying but they're putting specs on them.
No, I think that's what it is.
No, it's not, Carl! They sort out food and medication before they put a little pair of specs on the lads.
That isn't how he came across in the advert.
I think they probably walk hand in hand. You know, the people handing out the food are also, you know, walking alongside guys with the specs and they're handing them out as well.
But what have they got to look at?
What?
They don't own anything. they'll realise how bad everything is. God, it's rubbish here, isn't it? I tell you, I try and help out the world. I've joined a little charity thing. They pay me £5 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all up for helping.
Yeah.
But sometimes you think, what can we do?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
What can we do?
Okay, what can we do?
We can't do anything.
Okay.
Nothing.
Play a record.
We were talking about the debt the other day. I was reading up on the amount of debt that South Africa are in and that, and it's just like, that's without any shops. Do you know what I mean? If they had shops to spend the money on, they'd be murder.
Third world debt isn't because they bought too many smeg fridges from us. It's shopping! Look, who's been shopping? I have. Oh, well, you've gone over the top. You're on a budget now.
Yeah,
you're getting nothing but grain and blankets for the next year. Because you go mental.
Who just spent £1 billion in Dixons?
Oh, God! I
forthcoming single from The Thrills, that's called Santa Cruz.
On XFM 104.9.
We were just talking about people who do good work, you know, wandering up and down Oxford Street, giving stuff to the homeless and things.
Yeah.
And I was at a little, they have a little kind of music festival back in my hometown of Bristol, periodically in the summer. They can never really attract any decent acts, but, you know, we support
them
anyway.
Not even Portishead?
No, they never
Tricky?
No. Right. I think, well, this year it was Robert Plant. Who sang lots of old blues covers, and people were quite bored until he played Whole Lot of Love at the end, and then we sort of went, "Ree, you should have done all the old Led Zeppelin and stopped playing all this other nonsense we're not interested in."
So I was set this for
exactly,
next time.
Yeah.
Robert, no.
But I was just snuck off into the woods for, you know, a waz, because I'm quite rock and roll like that, and I was passing, and these are a group of people, and I've always thought they never get enough praise, enough credit, and I genuinely, and I mean this without... entirely sincerely, I really do. I don't mean to be, I'm not taking the mic at all. But the St. John's Ambulance people, they're absolutely blinding because they are, they all look like nerds. I mean, they all look like kind of, because they're normally kind of fat women or kind of, or kind of
well,
blokes.
I think you're doing very well for their new recruitment campaign.
Well,
so,
I was going
to
say,
I think you're selling it to people who
this
want
is
to
my
join.
Point, Rick, is that they've not changed the uniforms in like 40 years.
Literally.
And it's normally, yeah, it's normally the kind of, the nerds from your school who went into it or whatever. It's kind of old people. I saw them, they were all sat around in this little area. No one was, you know, nobody just sat around, they were bored, they weren't really enjoying the music. And I thought, look at that, they're not, that fat kid over there, I pointed them out to my mate, I said, see that fat one over there, in the uniform.
With the glasses and the hairbrush forward.
With the glasses, hairbrush forward, the kind of blue navy jumper.
Satchel.
There's a little satchel,
yeah.
He is never gonna get off with a girl, probably until he's like 30. And
it gets to loosen clothes.
And even then it's because he's giving mouth to mouth.
Yeah.
Right, and I thought, he's never gonna get anything. And I'll tell you this, all these trendy young girls walking around in their, you know, in their kind of, you know, cool summer gear, in their trendy tie-dye and the like, I'll tell you, when one of them, you know, takes something that's a little bit dodgy that he bought off some guy with dreads, right? And then they're desperate for him and they zip in there. Oh, quick, my friend's, you know, passing out, she's had a funny turn, and he's straight there with his water and his medication. Oh yeah, they need him then, but he doesn't get any action the rest of the time. You know, she's human, that's what annoyed me about it. I thought, they're doing a bloody good job, they turn up at sports events, at festivals, no one gives them the time of day, you never hear any good praise about them, and they're there, sat there,
Steve,
hot or cold.
Tell me the truth now, did you join the St. John's Ambulance last week to get some birds?
Got no action.
Really?
I had no action, and I've been passing some dodgy ease around all the festivals.
By the way, your dreads are awful.
you can
see they're fake.
They made out of newspaper.
They're awful. You really do look an idiot.
But seriously, I'm all joking aside, I genuinely wanted to give some massive props. If I could give some big ups to the St. John's people, because I genuinely, without any joking, I genuinely think they do a brilliant job.
Could I just say how good I think the Salvation Army are? Because you see those elderly ladies with surgical supports, a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
all look like Thor herd.
Yep. Well, that's a prerequisite to get into that particular army.
And they play that bloody tambourine, rain or shine, and they are just, all they're trying to do is, you know, save you from burning in hell, and they don't get any respect.
Have the Salvation Army, do they, like, would they have to get called off?
Yeah, they'd be,
it'd
be the Gurkhas first, then all the regulars, then the TAs, I think then it's sort of like police.
Lifeguards,
like yeah. Down to, I think, AA, and then it's Salvation Army.
Right.
We send the Salvation Army, obviously, if you know, we really have lost a lot of casualties,
sure.
You know, and they're the last to go.
Yeah, but they are all highly trained, aren't they? All those old women, they can kill a man.
With
a single blow.
So, good to them, good to the John's Ambulance, good to, Salvation Army, you know, big up.
But I think we should just, you know, if I might introduce a new feature every week, let's just give some props, let's just give some massive respect to someone who doesn't get enough respect.
Yeah. Who doesn't get enough respect? Who's done a blinding job? Mother Teresa.
She's gone now, she's gone. She won't be listening anyway.
Who's the best person that there is? Who's the best person that there is? I'll tell you what, I'm gonna call either Carol Vorderman or, Esther Anson and say who's the best one you've ever met that, you know, did some up.
Yeah.
Alright?
And we'll heap praise upon them next week.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm.
What?
I just don't like, you know. They know they're doing a good job.
Right.
If I did that job, I want a pat on the back.
You wouldn't need a pat on the back.
And people are starting to, you know, it's like Carol Vorderman, I like her, she's alright, she does a good job. But now that Better Homes, they only tend to turn up at people who have had problems. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Well, leave it.
Okay,
look, wait. Go on, what do you mean?
No, it used to start off and it's like...
I haven't seen Better Homes. What is Better Homes?
They go around and do someone's house up.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But then they get a bit of bad news. And Carol thinks, I'll cheer him up, I'll give him a new kitchen.
Yeah.
And it annoys me because if you haven't had bad news, it doesn't mean you're not worth a new kitchen.
Did you send in an application?
Of course he did. Yeah. They say that I'm bald, I'm from Manchester.
Well, if you'd written that, they'd have rushed round.
Yeah. What do you mean? What they say so-and-so's had a bad year, his mum died, he lost his leg, and all he's ever wanted is a chaise longue and a hostess trolley.
And the annoying thing is, right, they might not be the ones who write in, it might be a neighbour.
Yeah.
But they also get something sorted out for them.
Really?
So even though the neighbours had a bit of bad news, they go, I'll cash in on this one. I'll send a letter into old Carol, tell her that, you know, mum's passed away.
Yeah.
I'll get a new, conservatory sorted.
Sure.
And sometimes a neighbour gets a better deal than the person who, do you know what I mean? The person who's had a bit of bad news gets like a new little kitchen, whatever. Neighbour next door,
leave the kitchen, let it go, Carl.
New decking in the
You had
to
pay for
garden.
Your own kitchen.
You know what I mean,
now?
Though?
It's
yeah,
all
the kitchen sorted, the bathroom needs
to. You had trouble with the grouting, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, I don't
know. Oh, no, we have got to, we got to do, oh, look, play a record, we got to do the results. And then we got to do monkey news.
Could we quickly do the results?
Yeah, well, you say we've got to do the results. There's not people hanging on for them.
Let's do it, just knock it out there before
Well, let's play a tune, let's come out and do it.
Eddie and the Hot Rods, yeah, surely. Eddie and the Hot Rods, do anything you want to do. That's uplifting, isn't it?
Oh.
Oh, the drumming. Brilliant. Takes me back all the way back to 1978 on XFM 104.9.
What were you doing? What were you doing? What are your memories?
I was actually probably dancing around miming the drums to that in my bedroom. In fact,
was
I remember-
you nude? Were you nude?
No. I remember, I think, I had that
what
one on a single, but I'd got it from an old jukebox, so it didn't have a middle.
Sure.
Right, I think they're called dinked, right? And so I had to line it up really carefully, and sometimes by the end it would just slightly go out where the record was moving.
Mm.
Well, I just had to- interesting anecdote there.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
What a lovely insight.
Since you're
young
asking me what I was doing 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Carl, quick, the results, then monkey news. I need some monkey news, but I need the results first. Right, play it again and give the answers. Here we go.
Songs of phrase.
Name what? The artist.
Name the artist.
I know you're just 16, but look at all of
you. Oh, Hue and Cry.
That's.
Hang
on. It's not our fault.
Well, that's Philip Bailey again. That's too little.
Older. Right, it was.
That was Roxette. The look.
Yeah. Right, we had, Hue and Cry started it off.
Yeah.
16. That was Dean Martin. Because Jane's
addiction,
Chinese Philip Bailey.
Philip Bailey, that's second outing he's had. Last one we used him for Chinese, where there's this hairy Chinese kid. And he's never got so many royalties being used in racist game shows. Brilliant.
Then Roxette and finishing with George Michael.
Oh, right? Dear.
So,
brilliant. That, right? Who's the winner?
Well, the winner, actually, it looks to me like he's got all of them here. From Bognor Regis, it's Stuart Birch. Well done, Stuart, and you get that bag of tat.
Bognor Regis.
Yep.
Oh.
Just needed his address.
Me back as well.
Yeah, if you'd just email in your address, Stuart, and you can have those goodies. If you're not interested, don't bother.
Steve. Oh, chimpanzee that monkey news.
Okay, monkey-related news from Carl Pilkington.
Right, do you know the monkey that went into space?
Yeah.
Yep.
It happened in 1958.
Right.
Now, you know that.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did he do next?
What did the monkey do next?
Yeah.
One appearance on Celebrity Squares and it was like forgotten.
Right.
Yeah, cut a novelty record.
Yeah, well, just like Rick Waller.
I'll tell you what happened. He got back and all that.
He got back. Heroes welcome.
NASA sort of said, you know, you did a good job. And that's where a lot of people think, you know, it all ended.
Sure.
Yeah.
But NASA were like, well, hang on a minute.
He's
spent a lot of time, we've trained him up and stuff. So he's like, you know, he's saying, sure, you know, I've learned a lot, I've still got it all, I've kept it all, I know what to do. So they said, right, we'll use you. So he turned into, like, a bit of a trainer at NASA.
We want to send you out on the top of an organ.
Yeah. Put on this little bellhop outfit.
Could you smoke fags?
Yeah.
I'll have a go.
So he was, they were getting in new monkeys. You know, the main man at NASA was saying, can you teach us the sound? He's going, of course I can. Do you know what I mean? I remember it all, I know what's going on, I'll tell him what button to press, what to do in emergencies, that sort of thing. It was technically sort of employed by the army.
Right, can I just fit in here? I don't know the story, Carl, and I might embarrass myself here. You've got an army of people out there that have probably sent me an equally deranged email from a different website, but I'm pretty sure when they sent the monkey into space, it was to monitor his physiology. He didn't He didn't press any buttons or learn to dock or take off. It was just the effects of weightlessness and space on, basically a primate. I'm pretty sure he was tied in with electrodes to his head. So, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No, but even if that were the case, and he had learned to press one or two very basic buttons.
Definitely not. Definitely
but
not.
Even if it were the case, I'm pretty certain they wouldn't have brought him back to train up Neil Armstrong.
Right, definitely. Go on, but go
him
on.
Going, Neil, what are you going to say when you come out there?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of just saying, I'm on the moon.
Hello, it's made of cheese. Don't say that. Don't what say about, that. I've noticed that you've got little legs, right? But mankind stepped forward. Well, how could I put that?
I was just going to say, oh, I'm on the moon. It's great to be here. I wish you were here.
I've got things around that. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, basically, he got back. They sorted him out with a nice pension. He was happy. Because of, like, the rank that he got, he was like, you know, he had loads of, medals and stuff. He said, right, we'll make him a colonel. He got that. Like I say, he got a pension. And he died in 1969. He was buried with his wife. He passed away.
His wife! I'm sure it just goes on to a different website about something completely different.
And you're talking about Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. His page is missing. Oh, dear.
So.
Well, Carl, if someone could call in, did they train Laika the dog to sort of like, you know, dock and re-entry?
Did he, Laika?
They didn't even bother.
Didn't bother bring him back.
They just sent him up there and then they didn't have to bring him back. And they just went, yeah, that's there. Brilliant. Well, I can do that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think of that, Carl? Rubbish, isn't it?
Sort of brought it down a bit. But,
but the little monkey made a colonel. Hero. Big hero. What was he in? What craft was he in? Sputnik.
Just hang on a minute. He was in, Jupiter AM.
Yeah.
Let me see that piece of paper.
Yeah, I can guarantee there's nothing there about his training other than let's hope he's not sick on the control panel when we shoot him up at 400 G's. Oh, dear.
That's
I love the fact that you think that this monkey was a high. Do you know what I mean? When you think of these things that are listening among his face, do you think of the Planet of the Apes? Like they're sort of talking, sort of chimps and gorillas, and they're in tunics on the horseback with snub-nosed rifles. What do you think of?
Just a little monkey getting on with it. He knows his job, he knows what he's got to do, he gets on with it.
Look, he's pressed the button. Watch him press the button. This takes me back. Do you remember 1965, I think it was?
We're going to use him to train other DJs.
That's it, then.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Cheers.